Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ravens and Browns Sunday at 1 o'clock, and let's get a Cleveland perspective of the game as we go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Daniel Yafusi covers the Browns for ESPN. He joins us now. And, Daniel, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start here. Big deal, little deal, no deal, this whole 30th anniversary thing. Been seeing and hearing a lot of guff from certain people about this whole thing. In your mind, is this a nothing burger or what is it?
Well, I think it really depends on who you talk to. And, you know, you're talking to a Baltimore guy who was born in 1997. So I really had to learn the history after the fact. But as Myles Garrett just recently told us, you know, he hears it a lot when he talks to the older generation. It's really kind of a generational thing. So it really does depend. Like, obviously, there's still a lot of people who rooted for the Browns, you know, decades ago when they were taken from the city, and they still have very strong emotions about that. But there's also a lot of people who just, like, weren't around and they weren't born. And, you know, you can't really hold it against them that maybe they don't understand the historical significance really as relates to, you know, how the city felt about that whole move and how everything went down.
Well, Daniel, putting that aside, it seems like this is a pretty fired up, motivated Browns team. You got Grant Delpit saying it's not hard to tackle Derrick Henry. Jerry Jeudy talking smack about the Ravens secondary. And then I saw Myles Garrett bringing up the point spread when meeting with the media today. What has it been like being around this team this week? It seems like they feel a little disrespected.
Well, I mean, Jerry Jeudy as well said that the double-digit point spread was disrespectful. And he kind of you know, was on my head a little bit the day after for putting that tweet out. And he goes, like, what do you expect me to say? And I think that was, like, very understandable. Like, these guys are competitors at the end of the day. Like, they're not going to bow down to the Ravens despite the spread and what everyone's saying and, you know, kind of everyone unanimously picking them to win this game. And that's what you would expect. Like, but at the end of the day, as Myles Garrett also said, like, you know, talk is cheap. They're going to have to go out there and prove it. But, you know, if anyone expected them to kind of, you know, kiss the ring, so to speak, like, they weren't going to do that, regardless of maybe what the record and the track record has said over the past couple of years.
Well, Daniel, I know there's some people out there who look at the box score at a cursory sort of level last week and say, oh, Flacco, two more picks, and, you know, not a lot of points scored. I mean, obviously, the kicker let them down. Neither pick was on Flacco. He got a young tight end indoctrinated in that offense right away. And frankly, they should have won that game going away. They had twice as many first downs. Just your impressions of Flacco coming in cold after being kept in mothballs all summer, and rightfully so, and getting the downfield passing game going.
Yeah, I mean, they really should have won that game. And obviously the defense holding the Bengals to 7 yards in the second half played a big role. But when you look at, like, the deeper numbers, especially on offense, like, after what was just a dismal year last year on offense, like Joe really put them in position to win that game, just keeping them on track. You know, they weren't able to get a lot of downfield passing, but just, you know, taking the checkdowns, taking a profit. He did a really good job of that. And obviously the emphasis for them this weekend is going to be not only, you know, establishing more of the run game, but really trying to take advantage of some of those deep passes. The interceptions weren't really on him. You know, he would say that he could throw a little bit of a better ball, but both passes went off the hands of his receivers and were intercepted. And really, like, he's done what they expected him to do. This familiarity from 2023 with this Kevin Stefanski offense, and he's operated it kind of to a T. So as the season progresses and he continues to get more reps, the hope is that he just gets more comfortable and continues to kind of maybe revert back to that 2023 version where he was really throwing the ball around and feeling comfortable.
I'm talking with Daniel Oyufusi. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's get back to that kicker, Daniel. And I guess Andre, is it Schmidt? He was better than Dustin Hopkins this summer, but it just seemed odd that, you know, the Ravens did a whole big search to find a kicker, and they love this Tyler Loop kid. But this Andrew Schmidt, and I apologize if I'm saying his name wrong, but first game for him, extra point missed, short field goal missed, not exactly a nice debut.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, it was a mixed bag because he did hit a 45-yard field goal earlier in that game, but he really missed the kicks that counted. You know, the one to the PAT to put them up one or potentially, and then obviously the missed go-ahead field goal with 2 minutes left. Like, those really were glaring, and what was a one-point loss. The Browns are standing beside him and giving him the utmost confidence and support despite that. He was with the team late last year. They brought him in from the UFL. He was on the practice squad. They say that the body of work from last season through the spring and training camp gives them a lot of confidence that he'll be able to bounce back. But I mean, we've seen across the league, like Jake Moody cut after a couple of missed kicks, yeah. Xavier Gibson cut after a fumble kick return. And I asked the special teams coordinator, Bubba Ventrone, specifically, how short is the leash? Like, when you see guys across the league getting cut for, you know, honestly, less infractions, and they just said that they have confidence that he's in the right headspace, that and the missed kicks that he missed are very correctable going forward.
Daniel, what are you expecting out of Quinshon Judkins in his NFL debut Sunday?
Yeah, well, it's still a little bit up in the air. He's questionable to play. He practiced Thursday and Friday after meeting with the NFL force investigation on Wednesday. You know, Kevin Stefanski said he's in good shape. If he does play, I would expect maybe a small package of plays to just kind of get his feet set and get his feet under him. When they drafted him, they viewed him as, you know, really like a Nick Chubb replacement. Their assistant GM actually compared Judkins to Nick Chubb in terms of the down, the ground and pound physicality between the tackles, the ability to, you know, really be a physical runner. So, I mean, they need that because they averaged 2 yards per carry last week, 49 yards total. They need somebody to kind of complement Dylan Sampson, who really emerged as a real passing threat. And, you know, if he can just kind of keep them ahead of the sticks a little bit, it'll be a successful debut.
Myles Garrett had himself quite a Myles Garrett game over the weekend, and Jimmy Schwartz has had a little bit of a a grin on his face for a couple weeks now, it seems. Kind of, you got the sense he felt like his D-line was going to be back where he wants it to be. Just what did you think of that group up front the first game?
Yeah, before week one, Jim Schwartz said that this could be the best defensive line that he's had in now his third season in Cleveland. And, you know, the first half was a little rocky, but the second half, like, really proved why his statements could be true. Obviously, Myles Garrett had a stretch where he really just, like, took that game over late, had two back-to-back sacks, almost had a third. But they've got a lot of other guys that they think that are going to complement him really well. Mason Graham had a pretty good showing, especially in the second half. They've got a young guy, Isaiah McGuire, opposite Myles Garrett, that's, you know, also making some plays. They got Malik Collins, who's an interior rusher. So they really believe that they have a deep and really talented defensive line that is really equipped to take advantage of all the extra attention that Myles Garrett is going to get as a double team person and chips and all the attention that he's going to get.
Daniel, let's finish with the Browns draft class as a whole. We talked about Judkins, we talked about Sampson, but what about this tight end, Harold Fannin Jr., Mason Graham, Carson Schwessinger looks great. What do you think of this draft class so far?
Yeah, I mean, when we spoke to Andrew Berry, the GM, and the ownership at the beginning of training camp, they spoke a lot about how this was kind of a pivot season, and they really wanted to spend this year and the next to rebuild the foundation of this team, and really this draft class is the start of that. They had 13 rookie or first-year players on the week one roster, which was the most in the AFC, and really, like, just about everybody contributed some type of way outside of really, like, the rookie quarterbacks who aren't starting. So it was, if you're a Browns fan, like, you don't really want to, like, accept or count this as, like, a moral victory or anything, but, like, in a loss, you couldn't be any more maybe kind of pleased or optimistic about the future, given the fact that you had so many young guys contributing and playing, like, really significant roles. As the season goes on, like, I wrote about it before the season, this season might not be as much about, like, wins and losses as it is really setting the foundation for the future years. And I think that even in a loss, it got off to a really good start with their performance.
Ravens and Browns Sunday at 1 o'clock. Daniel Yafusi covers the Browns for ESPN. Daniel, as always, thank you so much for your time. I'll see you Sunday.
Most definitely. Look forward to it.
Thanks, as always, Daniel Yafusi from ESPN. We come back, though. It's Friday football season, T-bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, football's back, so best bets are back. We're going to help try to wing you some money and, of course, bet responsibly. That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.